Episode number 262.
It's the most basic thing to just say, hey, you know, I've seen you in my store 10 times and, you know, I would trust you with, you know, your opinion. These are three things I'm thinking about doing. You know, which one do you like?
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hoff, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get this thing lit for you guys. But after this show, I think you're going to want to think about your growth, your profit, how you're going to get through this, and how right now you're going to just survive each day. Because bottom line is that's what we're all trying to do during these times. But I'm super pumped to bring you our featured guest today, Chip Higgins. Chip, are you ready to be real?
No, I'm ready to be real. Thanks for having me on, Travis.
He's ready. Absolutely, my man. So you are the founder of Bizix. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yep. And you guys are help people grow. You figured out a way to help people grow their businesses. Help them find more profits, help them grow, find new sales, obviously, strengthen the business using probably maybe some systems and ways to find some inefficiencies in business. But then you guys kind of have really figured out and kind of created it down to a science where it's like, you know, you really help coach business owners. And during these times, I think everyone needs a little coach, you know, especially around their financial, financial security, the money, because as you know, when the money starts drying up, then everyone's like, oh shit, I didn't even know this money was going here. Oh shit, 5 years of this software
cash is
service.
Everything.
You know, that's it's like, sure. Yeah, you start to really figure that out. And I think businesses obviously are figuring that out right now.
Yeah.
So tell me about the vision. I mean, when you first were starting the business, what was the vision to help? I mean, it's such a great business for one.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I've been very excited about it. I worked in the banking industry for 35 years.
Wow.
And, worked for three different regional banks. And, for a long time, I dealt directly with clients trying to fund their businesses. But then, I ended up in kind of executive management roles. And my role was really the small business segment. So I was, developing programs for lots of small businesses all over the footprint. And, I think what I found in doing that was that there's just a large underserved population of businesses in the, within a bank and all the different clients that they deal with that, clients that are typically like under $1 million in revenue,
right.
It's just really hard for them to get advice and find a resource like a commercial banking client that's a $20 million company would get. You know, they're going to get the best resources of the bank.
Right.
And it was really hard to watch because, these are hardworking people with the dream. They kind of step out there. They risk it all. They got the house on the line. They've, been inspired by a vision. And it's pretty easy for them to get started, but once they get started and they have some success, things just get crazy for them. It's like, once they hit like 100 grand in revenue, 200 grand in revenue, all of a sudden it's like, holy cow, I got something here. Right. I can't tame it. I don't even know the potential of it. I don't know where to go. And it's like, there's 10 or 15 different things that are like bugging them that they're trying to get through, and they really can't proceed with the business. If they do, it's like they're just patching stuff together and kind of putting band-aids on things.
Right.
And so as I started looking around at the industry and where they go to get help, we've been doing a lot of mastermind groups at this bank that I worked at, and what I found was they really didn't have a place to go for help. They could go to SCORE. It was a little bit hit or miss on SCORE about who their advisor would be and where they had been, if they'd even been in small business versus corporate America. And then you have platform people out there like the, not to disparage anybody, but it's just kind of reality, people that have written books that are now offering programs, coaching programs. It's like, okay, well, this is a 12-month program at $1,500 a month or something like that. And they're like, it's a total shutdown. Like, I can't do that. Not only monetarily, but, from a, just a opportunity cost standpoint, they don't really have the time to invest for a 12-month program of fixing everything in their business at the same time.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it sounds great, but is it the reality of what's going to happen? I still got to show up and do my work.
Right.
You're talking my business. I still got to do social media. We still got to run some people's campaigns,
Yeah.
It sounds great.
So I'm just a huge believer in coaching, no matter what you're doing, whatever level you're doing it at, like everybody ought to be coached to, find the very best of themselves and take it to another level. And, So I started, you know, trying to figure out a way that we could bring some really good resources to this market. And, you know, it's hard in the banking industry to get everything aligned because, you know, when you're talking about a business that size, you're talking about branch network, like you're dealing with the branch manager or someone on a platform. And now those people are basically fraud preventers. You know, I mean, you go into a branch, it's like, you know, they're just on alert, like who's trying to rip me off and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So there's not, you know, there's just not a lot of space for advisory stuff. So, you know, what I decided is you shouldn't have to have a 1-year program at a really high price to work through the most important thing on your business today. And if I can coach them in a way that helps them to clarify what the most important thing is, and we can get through that gate and get some breathing room, then that's the science of it, is the momentum part. It's like, once you start moving, things start building on themselves, and you will continue to find the gates to get through and kind of build it as you go along. And the solutions you end up will be authentic to you. You know, I think that's one of the great powers of coaching, is it's going to go to your strengths. It's going to go to your heart. And saw way too many business owners sign up for programs where they ended up with a 4-inch, you know, binder on the shelf, and it was $15,000, and it was somebody else's program that didn't resonate with them. So that's where my heart is. I mean, I love small businesses. I've been, you know, again, 35 years of hanging around small business owners. And I don't know, there's just something special about the person that stepped into it and is having success to enable that success. It just gets me so fired up that this can work. You know, I mean, so many businesses can work, and it just takes a little bit of muscle and clarity and just kind of purpose that you're going to do something and not be, you know, paralyzed or reactive. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to get out of the way. You know how it is. I mean, once you decide to do something, you're going to get it done. You know,
I mean, most of the time, yeah. I mean, if not, then it's not important to you.
Right. So
if you can't say that's your number one thing, that's your last thing. If it's really important to you, you'll get it done. Just like, if you know, you got a tooth pain.
You're
trying to go find a way to get that dentist, man, because you got tooth pain. It doesn't feel good, you know?
What we try to do in addition to the coaching part is to make sure that they're informed. And, you know, when you get to be a large corporate commercial client, you know, people are feeding you industry information. You're getting a lot of information about what's going on and where you need to turn. And these small business owners are really self-sourcing by surfing around on the internet. You know, it's really, really hard to find reliable resources. So we couple the coaching with really good, industry information. We provide book summaries to provide, you know, kind of spark ideas of how things can work, let them make some decisions about what they want to do, and try to make it really accessible so they can make decisions and move on. And, I just love it. You know, it's like a dream that I'm doing this right now. I mean, I just feel like banking was great. Had a lot of success in banking, but kind of having the regulated industry bureaucracy behind and just dealing one-on-one with business owners has been really awesome.
A lot more impact that you can have in that situation, in the dynamic of the conversations and seeing this company grow due to you helping them. That's amazing. That's amazing, man. I think more people need that. I think most people in motivation coaching and things like that, some of them, there's like a piece that you feel like there's a lot of good people, but then you feel like there's a lot of kind of like people that are just in it for a quick buck, you know, and they don't really want to see your goals. They want to sell you through their coaching courses, and they have high pressure sales tactics. They do all sorts of things. They give you free event seminars. They get you to the event, and now they're trying to get you to mortgage your house to buy this package. Yeah. And some of this stuff is very unethical because, because a lot of it's public information that they repackage.
Right.
And then they sell you something for $20,000 that's literally on their YouTube page. And there's all sorts of examples of this, but you have to vet your money. I've always said that from the beginning. You know, you want to vet where you can spend the money. You know, most people don't have $25,000 to spend on coaching, and even if they did, they don't have the time to apply the real tactics that is going to offer them. It's just like having a kick-ass software. You might have a $5,000 software right now that can just find every influencer, talk to them every hour.
That's right. Yeah.
How often do you spend using that software? And it's like, because you have other shit to do. Right. So unless you had your whole life to spend on the software, then it's worth $5,000. Okay. Yeah. That's what you're going to spend your whole life doing from now on, is just this software. But if you don't, and it's just some add-on, you got to be real wise, especially right now, Chip, because obviously, you know, people are being more wise with their money.
Right.
People are quite often right now saving a little more, hopefully, right? Because, and also not spending as much because we don't have as many places to spend our money. You don't got the entertainment and travel and concerts and all these things that kind of suck money out, frivolously, if you want to call it, not necessarily like you're buying a phone or you're buying a grocery.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a
company, you're upgrading every appliance you have to the next 0.0, you know?
It's yes. Like,
you're not doing
right
that
now. People are upgrading their houses. I mean, some people, companies, RVs, bikes aren't in stock. You can't hardly get a damn bike for an adult bike. But there's a lot of obviously other things out there that people are going to be wanting to be very cautious and wise with their money. Yeah. And you know, it's very important. And then a lot of businesses are going to grow. You know, a lot of businesses are going to grow from that because there's going to be competitors that go out of business. So your business is going to now be less.
I think, you know, that's kind of what I'm noticing right now is, you know, since I guess going back to March when PPP was announced, there was just this obsession with it, you know, and
right.
Do I want to do it? How much do I need? Am I going to get forgiven? I mean, asking a million questions.
Right.
And I think people are kind of coming to that place where they know if they're going to make a run at it or not. You know, after all this, like, do I have enough in the tank? And am I feeling good about who's falling out competitively that I still have a place in the market and I want to make a run at it? And I'd say, you know, the last month or so has been a big uptick after that settled down. I'm sure people will be probably get a little bit more, you know, internally focused when all the forgiveness paperwork comes out and they're trying to sort out, you know, how do I get all this stuff forgiven?
But
I think the people that are going to be in it, I think they've decided they're going to be in it. And it's been amazing to watch people innovate and hang on, you know, I mean, all the curbside, the online, I mean, all of it, like, you know, people have a good product, you know, customers are going to find a way to get it. And, you know, I'm always inspired by the resilience of small business people, and they are so flexible, and they are just going to continue to get after it till it works. So
best ones are. I mean, the best business owners are like cockroaches; you cannot kill them. Airbnb, man, Airbnb. These guys sold Obama O's and you know, McCain, you know, cereal to basically fund their startup. I mean, sometimes you just can't kill a cockroach because they're great entrepreneurs, you know. And so you'll just find a way. You know, and that's what everyone kind of has to have, that grit right now. Remind yourself this: Jeff Bezos made $13 billion yesterday. Okay. So the world's full of abundance, right? So if someone with one man can make $13 billion in one day, the world's full of abundance, right? Elon Musk made $6 billion yesterday. So the world's full of abundance. Everyone's making money.
Right.
But remember his first headquarters. If you go look up Amazon first headquarters, and it's a shitty sign, and he's just in a, you know, shitty office.
He's on his hands and knees in his living room.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like the most basic thing in the world. And then obviously now you have a business making $13 billion, one man making $13 billion in his net assets in one day.
Right.
And it's all obviously just because of the stock. But the point is, at the end of the day, is it that not only is the world full of abundance, but right now it's okay to be humble. You don't have to necessarily have a fancy office. If you haven't been able to make it and you're having a tough time, find a way to work from home. You know, obviously people are being forced to work from home, but you know, maybe that's the rent check is now the profit line. You know, a lot of businesses don't profit more than 10% when they really at the end of the day. So the rent or whatever your frivolous bills are for you as the CEO or the owner or the founder of the business, whatever your frivolous bills are, your cell phone bill, your gas bill, your lease payment on your car, your, you know, all the things business owners write off. Let's just be real. That's the profit. So get a little smarter with your bills as the owner, specifically because you're the owner, right? Like you want to keep this thing going. Get a little smarter with your bills, right? Maybe cut rent, you know, and we're hearing that. I mean, I've got some clients to say, hey, we got $7 million in rent. We're not coming back to. We're finding ways to get out of this rent leases. You know, we're finding ways. We'll pay the penalty. We'll do whatever. Because they're saying that's a lot more profit for my business going forward if I can still operate the same revenue and save $7 million.
Right.
I mean, let's just be real. So your rent might be literally your profit. So maybe you have to work from home. And that's you know, what's the word? Sometimes that's humbling for some people, right? Mm-hmm. That's humbling because you're like, I'm going back to where I started from. Just a
they
little
lose humbling. All the trappings of you know, the success they had.
Right. Yeah. But that shit's all facade. If you have a fancy building and you got no money, it doesn't mean anything. You're going to go out of business. right? So we're looking around at buildings right now that are pretty fancy and they're pretty vacant.
Yeah.
So, and that they're not making money. They're not open. So even if you're a fancy movie theater right now or whatever, it doesn't even matter. You didn't have a choice. You're not open. The bottom line.
I think all the cost analysis is so important and just getting rid of everything that's not absolutely necessary at this point. But
right.
Yeah, what I really hope for a lot of business owners right now is that they're not hiding from their clients. Like, now is the time to be engaged with them and to say, you know, this is the value we were bringing to you before, and it's going to be different. Like, what would you value the most right now? Right. You know, and it's real easy to just take people for granted, you know, going back to just making a buck. You know, I mean, do you even know who your customers are? I mean, a lot of these places, like, you know, you don't have any information about who they are to go talk to them.
So
and
true.
It's the most basic thing to just say, hey, you know, I've seen you in my store 10 times and, you know, I would trust you with, you know, your opinion. These are three things I'm thinking about doing. You know, which one do you like? I mean, that kind of thing, because you can, to your point, you know, we're at a low point, but you can enhance the value proposition by being close to your clients and really understanding they're in a different world too, like you are, but so are they. And like, how do those two things fit together to something that's new and better?
Right.
You know, and that's the kind of innovation I enjoy watching take place. And it's just real easy to go back to the Groupons and, you know, just kind of, I got to kick something into gear to get this thing started. But, you know, it's like, you're just kind of flailing around and
right. You're
not really informed about it, you know? And that's something that's important to us, is make sure you're really connected to your clients and understanding what their, you know, what their situation is and how you can continue to do business with them.
And when you're getting to that number one most important thing, when the business is, you know, you're getting your whittling your way down, do you have them start with more? Do you have them start with a list?
You know, what we do, we've got five areas that we work in. So it's a wheel, and I wish I had the graphic up, but basically we have, you know, three areas that propel your business forward. That would be the direction and energy around it, client connection, and your workplace environment, like what you're doing with your people that get them really energized.
Gotcha.
And then the big detractors that we focus on are liquidity, or, you know, how your cash position is, and then capital structure.
Gotcha.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
So, you know, our intake would be, there's a little bit around like where you are personally and why this is so important to you, you know, because your business is going to affect every part of your life. You know, I mean, you've got a plumb bob, like, why do you want to make this work and make sure there's a good intention around it? But it's really a function of, you know, importance and urgency. And what we try to get people to is, it's the most important thing, and it's also the most urgent thing. You know, it's kind of, you know, any of these time management things. I mean, it's the same principle. And it's like, you know, there's so many basic principles that if you use them all the time, you're just going to stay out of trouble. But, you know, when you get in the weeds, it's like, you don't know what you're doing. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you're in a hair fire. So it's a really, you know, I think it's a really basic process. But, you know, when you get engaged with somebody, it's interesting to watch the wheel start spinning about, well, how would you prioritize one over the other? And it's a very, you know, it's an organic process. And my biggest job is staying out of the judgment, you know, like, being in banking for 35 years, you know, I could throw a diagnosis at anybody in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like, I think this is your problem, you know, it's the questioning line that kind of takes it out of them and their, you know, field of vision and experience that informs the whole deal.
Hmm.
So that can take, you know, a session or two to really get to the bottom of that, but it's worth it. You know, it's just, it seems like such a basic thing, but where do people find it? You know, that's what I go back to, is like, where would a small business owner find that kind of confidant?
No, I mean, I think it's hard. I think it is hard to find. And I think that a lot of times people are afraid that they're going to be running up against a charlatan, you know?
So right. They're going to get sold. You know, why is this guy asking me a question?
Yeah. They just know that, like, it's like, like some things you kind of now believe that if you buy something at a good value, you might be getting into a funnel where you're trying to be upsold to other things, of propositions and things like that. We've all kind of figured these things out, especially in coaching and motivation and things like that.
Oh,
you see it. So it's
sold
true.
From
it's
the like, back of the room, man.
Yeah. Right. So to try to find some, just, hey, I'm just your coach, man. You know, you're going to pay me an honest fee because Chip's got to live, man. He's got a mortgage. He's got to survive. He's got to grow, you know, but he's doing it at a price that's fair, that you're going to see the value in. And that at the end of the day, hopefully you'll be able to actually make an impact immediately in your business, not down the road in 12 months, but tomorrow, next.
And that's it. I mean, that's what I just strongly believe in that, Travis. You know, it's talked to so many people. It's like, well, you know, the 1 year program's 12 grand or 20 grand or whatever it is. And I'm like, well, why, you know, why would someone do that? And right. to me, it's like, they don't trust in the relationship that it will continue to bear fruit, you know? And I hate to be like hypercritical with other people, but you know, to me, it's like,
good point.
You know, if I'm doing a good job with someone and I'm helping them solve problems, they're going to come back. Yeah. You know, there will be a long-term relationship, and I can trust in that because I'm an honest person and I want the best for people, you know, and I don't need to load it up with three people that are paying me X for a year and I'm locked down and I got all my money and they're still wondering what the heck I'm doing. You know,
right.
There's thousands of people that fit this profile. And you know, what's been interesting for me is that, you know, I'm here in Nashville, just outside of Nashville, but you know, I've had clients in Indianapolis, Georgia, Florida, you know. Wow. This whole Zoom technology makes it very easy for me to do this work. You know, I love taking a plant tour with anybody else. You know, I mean, I love seeing how things work, but you know, right. when it comes to just a one-on-one interaction, look at us right now.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. I mean, and to be able to do it at scale, to be able to like go right from this meeting to another meeting at scale, and the guy's halfway across the country from your boy T Huff.
Right.
So typically you'd be sitting down with T Huff and then you'd have to be, you know, spend the night here, hopping on a plane, going to Nope, just next Zoom, click link, here we go. Australia. We're going to Australia next Literally like overnight. Like you have the power to be like back to the future. It's like click a link and you're here. You're there.
Right.
You know, in a way. But it's
and that makes it interesting too. Like, you know, that's another thing, you know, just being in banking in Tennessee, and you know, I've worked for banks that have branched into other states, but you know, that's just interesting to me to be dealing with people in other states, you know, that I don't know a lot about. You know, I mean, feel like it's a great learning thing for me to just know how things work in other places.
Yeah, and then and to have a website, right? Because then I'm sure that's how people are finding you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the beauty of having a website that has a great message, folks, that has a poignant message, that's not focused on a million things. He's focused on helping you grow, helping you profit, helping you win. Which we all need right now. We all need a coach. You know, we all need that.
Throw up some W's, right?
Yeah, throw up some W's right now. At least on paper, at least, you know, get some things going. You know? You might not see the results like anything right away, right? You know,
we might be in the D League, baby, but we're going to win, you know?
Exactly.
We'll get to the bigs before it's all over. Yeah.
Exactly. It's an amazing thing. I mean, there's just so many opportunities. So just never forget, folks, that literally in front of you is so much opportunity. And then you might need help along the journey. And sometimes we can't do these things ourselves. I think that's the biggest thing is we can't think of these things ourselves, especially to have someone with your kind of experience, that many years of seeing banking and seeing how things work. And then also working with a lot of probably maybe different industries and people now that you can kind of see, you know, different trends and things, how it works. But now we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready, my man, Chip?
I'll give it a shot, Travis.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Apple or Android?
Droid.
The Droid. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix. Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
IG. Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Laptop or smartphone when you're on the go?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Movies for sure. Yeah.
Right now is a good escape for movies, man. We watched, what movie did we watch recently? It was a new movie. Oh, it was the new Terminator movie that was on. The new like Terminator, you know, but it's a chick. She's the new like the new badass chick. Yeah, she's amazing. Reading books or listening to books?
Reading books.
Stocks or real estate?
Stocks.
Boom. Do you have a favorite stock?
Oh, you know, I really like the stock of this company I used to work for, Pinnacle.
Pinnacle Bank. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great company.
Pinnacle Banking, is that what it would that be called?
Pinnacle Financial Partners.
Pinnacle Financial.
Yeah, it's like the greatest banking startup success story.
Really?
Pinnacle
Financial Partners.
Yeah, in 20 years, they gained number one market share in Nashville over, they now have more deposits here than Bank of America, Regions, any other bank.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Great culture.
Something right with customer success and, I mean, customer service, and they must have figured it really out because to be able to do that amongst, obviously, such huge banks.
Yeah. It's all about empowerment, you know. It's all about great people and empowering them and getting out of their way. And they just have a great track record.
I'll have to check them out. Check them out. Publicly traded company.
Yes, publicly traded.
Gotcha.
On NASDAQ, PNFP.
PNFP.
Am I getting in trouble now? Am I qualified to be recommending stocks here on a?
This is not a stock recommendation, folks. We are not an investing show. This is just our favorite.
This is what Chips do.
This is just our favorites. This is what Chips, Chips believes in the story, and hey, that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong.
Have to lawyer up here, man.
No, we're not lawyering up, folks. This is not an investing show, and this is not, investing advice. Just know that there's lots of great stocks and great banks out there.
Yeah.
You can buy anything. Oceans or lakes?
Oceans.
Boom. Yeah. And when you wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, my man. Why do you love being you? Why do you love being my man Chip? You look at yourself, you're like,
Well, that's a good question. Because every day is new. You know, I love adventure, and I love my family, and I love people, and I just love getting in the mix and watch what people are doing and being part of people's lives. You know, it's just it's amazing to watch how things work in the world. I mean, everybody's got different inspirations, and I just feel so fortunate to be in a place where, you know, I got people that love me and care about me and great circles to run in. And, you know, you just kind of watch it work and you're just amazed like what comes out of it. I mean, that's what I love.
Yeah. It's so true. It's like you plant these seeds and you just watch them flourish. Like my dad always told
me. Right.
Just put some water on those seeds every day, baby. And some sunlight, some sunlight too. Do you think you'll ever retire?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I feel like I'm good to 70 probably.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to work till I'm fully 70. And I think this is just a great way to work. It's very flexible. I don't feel like super bureaucratic, and I'm with the people I love. And
yeah. And you get to choose your hours. It's flexible, you know, as far as that goes too. So you get to choose your life.
Yeah.
They never retire. You might just keep on. You never know. Like my dad said, he's going until the mind goes. That could be a long time. You know, you keep that mind going. It's like, I'm never going to stop. That's why I always look at Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett in that way. I'm like, man, these guys are just doing moves still on like such
a what's
level.
Warren Buffett now, like 85 or
87 I think,
or 88.
And Charlie's like 92 93. And
they love it.
You know, the Berkshire Hathaway meeting was different this year because of obviously COVID, but you know, normally those guys are up on stage taking questions from 30,000, 40,000 people and, you know, on high pressure situations and sitting in front of CNBC in front of the whole world and taking questions. And like, how many people at that age would still have the passion to do it after you've made obviously the lots of money?
Yeah.
And, but it's just, it's kind of one of those things when your mind's there, you're still there.
Yeah, I just think I'd go crazy if I stopped working too soon. You know,
There's something to it.
Yeah.
We're all living a lot longer, Chip. You might live to 120, 150. Yeah. You don't know, man. We don't know.
My dad's 92. I feel like I could outstrip him, man. It's
there's
just my competitive spirit. I think I'm shooting for 110 to 115 probably.
See? Yeah. There's truly a chance for all of us. Like every single person living out there, obviously you still got to put your seatbelt on. You still got to live a little smart. You know, like Peter D. Manis said, definitely put your seatbelt on. Because, you know, we might be living a lot longer than we expect with all these things that have going on and CRISPR and all these different things. If you read the book Lifespan from David Sinclair, who is an unbelievable, person in longevity, it is fascinating that we might.
I'd love to read that.
Oh, dude, it's amazing because there's like whale species that live 400 or 500 years and there's just tons of interesting it's kind of a science book, you know, you're kind of going to be a little overwhelmed, but it's one of those books that just make you like, wow, like I'm really grateful right now that we're, you know, aging in these years instead of 100 years prior, you know, because it's we have a lot of blessings on our side. Do you have a skill you're trying to master right now? Is there something you're looking to get better at?
Well, honestly, you know, this has been just, from a learning standpoint, getting out of banking and doing all this stuff. I feel like I've learned so much, you know, even zooming like this,
right? And, doing podcasts and doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, just all sorts of things. And I think this video part is the toughest thing for me right now. You know, I would love to be doing more video stuff on Instagram and Facebook and that type of thing. And it's like every time I do it, the camera looks totally hosed up, and you know, it's really easy to sit in front of my computer and do it. But my daughter keeps trying to teach me how to do do all the tricks with that stuff where I can go live and.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel, you know, at my age, I feel like I may never get it, but I'm not going to quit. You know, I feel like it's just
part of it. Yeah. Part of it is just pushing the button, Chip. Part of it is pushing the button and not caring.
Yeah.
And it builds over time.
Yeah.
Like when you do the podcast, you start the first show. Now we're 260 shows in.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We just did one of our biggest shows got released yesterday with James Asquith, the CEO of Holiday Swap. who's a great guy, but he also shared it out to his millions of followers on Instagram. Wow. And the thing got a ton of downloads. I mean, our biggest downloaded show in one day. The point is, literally every day, you know, folks, this thing, everything you do in life, whether you put out a live video, you have a social media following, you have a business like yourself, you're doing whatever, it can have that opportunity to grow the next day. And so, but you got to keep it going,
man.
You got to start, keep going, and just keep pushing. And know that nothing ever looks really perfect. You know, there's no real perfect backdrop. There's no perfect set. There's no perfect quote thing to say on social. There's no perfect podcast. It's just you did it. You know? And so some days you're going to look back at your show, you're going to say, hey, I should have had a little more energy that day, Tia. Some days you're going to look at yourself, hey, I should have asked that question. Because sometimes we're on like a time constraint, you know, sometimes I'm not. And this right now I'm a little more free flowing with you because I like the vibe. But sometimes we're like packed 4 or 5 interviews in a 2-hour, 3-hour period. And so like I have to be very timely, unfortunately. And so sometimes the vibe is just not forcibly off, but kind of because of time. Right. So it's one of those things that you just feel grateful. Right now, folks just feel grateful for technology. I think technology is something that if we didn't have this through this Rona, we would not be surviving the same. We're able to literally just Zoom and do all these amazing things. And
it's awesome
on Amazon.
And it is.
If we didn't have tech and we were thinking, if you just put yourself in that mindset, we didn't have technology. Totally different.
Absolutely.
So, do you have a favorite app on your phone right now? Is there a favorite, you know, something, an app on the Droid that you like using?
You know, I hadn't really figured the apps out. You know, I feel like the one I used recently was House Party.
House Party. Okay. Yeah. For family or something.
My dad's in a nursing home. We were trying to figure out how to connect with him. I got 5 siblings and, it's like, hey, let's do House Party, you know? Yeah. So that was a new one.
Did you guys have fun with it? Did it work well?
Oh yeah, it worked. It worked. I mean, it was just amazing. And you know, I'm in that mode where, you know, he's in a rehab and you talk about technology saving in the COVID thing. I mean, hear about these seniors, that's it. I mean, I'm living it. And it was very emotional just to see his face after no one's been able to see him for, you know, several months. And I was like, man, this is amazing. You know, just have this House Party thing. Like, how did this even work? You know?
Right.
I mean, and it was so easy. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I think about Zoom and different things and, you know, you got to do a few things and then it's like, boom, I'm just in the room, you know, like, you know, join the party. I mean,
absolutely.
You
know? Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, once you download the apps, which are usually the first step, whether you have downloaded the Zoom app or the House Party app or whatever, and, or like on Apple, you have FaceTime, which is, you know, same kind of idea. It's just like you hit that button, man. Next thing you know, you see your grandma's face. She's 92 years old. I get to see her all the time with my daughter, you know.
Yeah.
Can't physically go over there and see her right now. But the point is right there on your phone. And so take advantage of this tech, folks. Take advantage of this time to use tech to connect. Be real. Could you, if you were to sit down to a chicken dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're coming to you. They're coming to Nashville. You guys got that hot chicken out there too. I know you guys got that hot chicken.
Oh man. Anybody in the world.
We're coming to you too. They're coming to you.
You know, I just think Barack Obama would be someone I'd want to eat with.
Fascinating.
I just think he's
love that dude.
Very diverse and smart person. I mean, just outside of the politics, I feel
of course,
like
he's
experienced so many people and he just seems to understand and have angles on things. I would love to know what he's thinking from all of his experiences. I think I would really enjoy that.
I'm always curious why he's so quiet about Biden too, actually. I'd be like, why are you so quiet about Biden? You know something? We don't know. You're being pretty damn quiet over there, buddy. Wasn't he your vice president? Come on now. Oh, shit. That's the only one I kind of worry about. I'm like, damn, he should be OG-ing it up for him. You know, he should be really repping it. Maybe he's waiting. I love the dude though. I love the dude. I love his wife too. I love their daughters. Just amazing story too.
Yeah. It's a great life story. I mean, I just think about where he came from and where he ended up. And to me, that's kind of what our country should be about, you know, and he did it and he's, you know,
and he's out of it. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to be the president anymore. Thank God.
Just write books.
He's living life. He's living the life now. He's hella happy now. Every picture, he's like, I'm out of here. I got Secret Service, but I don't have to worry about this shit anymore. I don't got to deal with press corps and all this crap. Well, I really appreciate you, Chip. I think that your business is in a driver's seat. I think you're willing and ready to help continually more and more businesses. Anyone that is listening that needs help, we're going to let you, you know, find them here shortly. I'll give you a chance to let them know. But I think your business is just in the driver's seat for more and more success as small businesses need help. And we don't have all the answers, guys. We, you know, sometimes we need that advice and go to someone like Chip that I can tell you guys right now, you know, I don't know for sure. It's not guaranteed, but I can tell you that the dude's just got a great aura and energy about him. He's not some overnight get rich kid that's, you know, 18 years old flying in a Lambo telling you how to live your life. When yeah. you're, you know, in your 30s. Or
40. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for having me on. I mean, I love Absolutely. Talking to people about business, and I love your stuff. You know, I listened to several of your podcasts before we did this. And I'm thank like, this guy's just great. He's so high energy and fun to talk to, and I enjoy the give and take.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. So, like I said, I think your business is just in the driver's seat to grow more and have more and more success. Where is the best place for people to find more about you or about the business? Please, let's give them a shout out.
Yeah, we got a good website. You know, just www.bizzics.com. And, you know, our whole program is laid out there. But we got a great resource center out there. We got blogs. We have some business planning tools and articles and things. And you know, I think you can learn everything you need to know about us on that site, on LinkedIn, under, you know, Chip Higgins, you can find me there. And, you know, if you really searched on Google, you'd probably find some stuff from 20 years ago that might be slightly embarrassing.
But, hey, Chip was a Chippendale.
Chip was a Chippendale. Greener Chip that didn't understand things. You know? I might have written a thing or two or had a video or something that I might have changed, but, why don't we start with the bizzics.com first?
For start, you know, start you get, with there before you yeah, go with the deep right, Google, right, right, Google right. dark web search. Hey, well, brother, I appreciate you, Chip. I think you are, like I said, a great human, man. And I think you're going to help more and more businesses. Folks, you've been hanging out with Chip Higgins and your boy Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today. And let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And Real Time Outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now. Take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses, and some businesses, you know, you're gonna have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now. So take advantage of us, realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out, and we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.